grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, nigga. Marijuana love.
Indeed it is, indeed it is. Kia ora, Chris Fowley. Welcome back to 95BFM on this sunny Thursday afternoon.
And it is, and good afternoon.
It seems that marijuana, or cannabis, has been all the way through the media the last couple of weeks.
It just won't go away.
Jeez. Moving forward, what do we want people to say? Cannabis is the most accurate, isn't it? Because marijuana is kind of like a Mexican, Spanish spin-off word.
Yeah, it's a bit of a debate. But, you know, cannabis is a botanical word, so it tends to be what we call it at the medical end.
I named
but,
this you know, marijuana some media purely weed, for the whatever. Alliteration. That's why.
That's exactly right. And it's still in NORML, of course, National right. Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. So we can't really, it would be like NORCL or something if we change that. It doesn't quite, you know.
It's a beaut word. It's a beaut word. Like, I like looking at it even.
Ah. Well, you know, yeah. Well, I view it almost as claiming it back, you know, even if it started as a bad kind of word that Harry Anslinger did to make it look all terrible and he didn't want to call it him because everyone knew him and he came up with this other thing. Even if that's all true, you know, we can claim it back.
Right on.
So we don't need to buy into that.
Agreed. All right, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. It's good to.
That's right.
These little things just pop up in my mind.
Nothing but the facts around here.
Now, what are the hot topics for you in the media this week, Chris?
Well, it, as I say, it just doesn't stop, right? There's been so many. We started the week with news, and I first heard about this about a year ago, but it went around the world's media into last week that there's a moss here in New Zealand, a liverwort that produces cannabinoids.
I've heard about this as well. I totally forgot about it, but now I'm reminded about it.
And it's not the only plant. There's a few others, and of course they don't produce it to the same quantity as cannabis itself. But what it might open up the potential is commercially growing this moss and extracting this legal cannabinoid that isn't captured by the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Because it's not marijuana.
And it's not THC, it's a different one.
What but the fuck?
One of these early studies on it.
Can I look at it? Is there a picture?
It's scientific.
We're excited, this is exciting stuff.
The picture illustrating it is some moss on a rock.
Does that mean it'll grow in like damp, weird conditions or even? Like
under your basement or something?
Like not
you've
on
got
a rock.
Some ideas.
Yeah, like in a cave.
Maybe.
Like a Batman kind of
maybe.
Thing.
A big hungry room is kind of like a cave full of synthesizers.
We certainly don't want to go out there pillaging it. It could be quite rare. So
the
solution there would be to, grow it sustainably on a hydroponics setup or something.
Have you had any first-hand reports of anybody that's tried this out? What's the buzz like?
There was a study done, and I think it was in Spain or somewhere, and they found less inflammation. They actually found it worked better than THC.
Apparently someone's saying it's not a good high, but maybe medically it's good for like, you know, oh, I can't feel my arms anymore. They were really sore, but shit, I also can't see. I don't know.
That's buzzy, man.
But I guess
not
early days.
Your arms.
Early days, I mean.
People pay a lot of money for that. Then on Friday we had Helen Clark talk at the med school. That was amazing. I went to it. She's
cool.
Awesome.
She's the
best.
Got to
meet her afterwards. It was really good. And
she
filmed a video for us for the referendum conference, which is on next Friday.
Do you know
down in Wellington.
What's great about Helen Clark is she's always out in the world making New Zealand look really fucking good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's like
right on.
It's so mint.
I was just thinking, man, imagine if she was running the UN if she'd got that. That would be so awesome.
Can you give us a quick summary of what she had to say at the conference for those of us that didn't attend?
Yeah, well, one of the key things in terms of the reason why is that even if you accept that drugs or particularly cannabis are harmful, that's all the more reason for the government to regulate it.
Mm.
And the government does regulate risky things and it regulates all sorts of things,
protect
right?
Protect us from ourselves. Go on.
Yeah, we'll just define, you know, as it make it safer is the key thing. And so that's what it really all boils down to. But in terms of how we're going to get there and what she laid out as the sensible path for the referendum, which I totally agree with, and that's that we spend the next year working out with questioners. That's 2019. 2020, you have a bill go through Parliament with that written up as a law, and you pass it like 90% there, and it's contingent on the referendum doing that final vote. And when the referendum wins, it becomes law instantly. And then we all know what we're voting for. We've spent this year arguing about it, debating it. It goes through Parliament. You get to do public submissions again in the Parliament process, and then it's immediately law.
That's so key, getting that question right, because people are going to twist that in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, well, that's why if you have a very public process, people can make submissions, do a roadshow, do whatever, but iron all that out, right? Work out what the issues are and then craft law around that, rather than passing a kind of simplistic question that then the government has to interpret and kind of works out, and then we're like, oh, we have to argue about what it meant. And
there was a danger for a while you were thinking maybe it was going to get lumped in with the euthanasia referendum. Do you think that could still happen? That's kind of
Could still happen, but if it does, it'll be at the next election, so that'll all cancel out. I mean, there's very high turnout at national elections. It's a national issue. It's where it should be.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for it to be postal or during the local body or standalone. It is, you know, it's really expensive, 20 odd million.
Oh, we know the flag.
So,
we know
exactly. So all the, you know, I'm picking it will be at the election. It'll be very. You know, I'd be very surprised if it's not.
Okay.
Chris, just quickly, and I should probably know this by now, but can we be growing cannabis as a commercial or medicinal crop for export before this issue goes to the referendum?
So the Misuse of Drugs Act allows licenses to be issued, and we've seen a couple of them happen already to medicinal cannabis companies. So you can have a license for research or study purposes, right, or for actually producing a medicine. Actually, you cannot produce it commercially, so you could design a medicine but not make it. But you can do your research, right? So that's the licenses that have been issued so far. In order to export, it will be the same. You could export for research. Now, why someone overseas would want to buy New Zealand cannabis to research over there, that's another question. So it's technically possible, but it's not really feasible.
When
the bill goes through early next year, then exports for commercial purposes will be allowed.
Right.
And the idea there is, well, this is what a lot of New Zealand medicinal cannabis companies are aiming to do, including myself with Zecan, and that's by targeting export markets, you get the scale that you need in order to A, compete with the big guys overseas, but B, bring prices down. Because if you keep it small and boutique, that's great. I think there's a role for small boutique firms, totally, that we're advocating that, micro licenses and craft licenses. But if you want to really bring prices down, you need that scale, and you can only get that scale by targeting export markets. And if you think about it that way, then we're not fighting each other and like sharks trying to fight over a tiny amount of patients in New Zealand. But if you think of something like wine or any food kind of industry, there's hundreds of companies, they're all doing well. It's not mutually destructive. We're all trying to drive each other out of business. We're all, as New Zealand Inc., targeting the overseas markets and presenting that story of clean, green New Zealand cannabis that people all around the world will want to have.
Yeah, right on. Just on that, will there become a time where it's like, you know, you won't be able to grow a certain type of weed because someone else has the license on that certain type of weed? Like, well, you know, can you copyright your strand of weed that you're growing? Because that's what it's going to come down to. Like, what's the best weed? That's what people are going to buy if you're buying it for whatever reason.
Well, if you think of any kind of agricultural crop at that commercial level, people do have that kind of protection.
Like
and a farmer will sign up to it. So it's not that they're not allowed to do it. It's just they have to pay some royalty or something. At a home level, I mean, if you want to grow some wheat or whatever in your back garden, you can. You don't have to pay anyone for that.
No.
So it depends on what level you're operating at.
They'll have their styles of weed and stuff. I'm just like, I kind of want everyone to be able to grow whatever, but I understand that you also want to protect your investment.
It doesn't really happen with hops, though, does it?
Nah. Most hops you get from overseas.
They have their own strains.
They do.
And you register them.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want that one from Germany or whatever, you'll be paying someone to get that.
Yeah.
Right. But, so if they've done the work, that's fair enough. But if you've done the work, then that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is don't coattail off other people's work, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right on. Oh, good. I'm glad we asked these questions.
Wait, what else, Chris? We've got a couple of seconds left.
What else happened? Well, I got to say, I was on Morning Report on, when was it, Tuesday morning?
What time?
And it was early, mate.
Too early.
7:30 or something.
That was the gag,
man,
much.
I was up at 5:30 in the morning. That doesn't happen that often, but I'm willing to do it.
And do you make up?
Keon Espiner, he's awesome. I got to say, I doubt he's listening, but man, he's good. He gives you that steely gaze and... it's tough, I gotta tell you. There was sweat.
He's got a team, you know, of people getting him queued up and ready.
Yeah, the funny thing is someone said something in the other room, and I guess they do a little bit of quick editing before it goes to air, because literally in the middle of a sentence he just turns and goes, "Would you shut up?" And back to you, you know.
Ooh, oh, man, I feel like doing that sometimes. Awesome. Hey, thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. Oh, and one last plug. Conference next week, of course. Event Finder. We got some tickets. And actually, if you're a student listening, we're doing half price tickets, so they're only $50. And
tell your student mates down in Wellington as well.
That's right. Tell them down in Wellington, and you just bring your student ID on the day, so you can say, show. You know,
is anyone carpooling down in the Mystery Machine down to Wellington? Anyone
that's a good idea.
You were just thinking about a Mystery Machine, though, not about the carpool.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That would be
fun,
actually.
Yeah.
Mystery Machine. Scooby Doo, boys.
Cup snacks.
There's a business right there.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.